want to thank everyone for their patience. Go ahead, Jeff, whenever you're ready.
All right, friends. Let me welcome. Thanks for being here. As this conversation unfolds, we have some new information today that we're going to share. I want to start by sharing that as soon as I read over the LOI, we'll send it off. It's a Google permission thing that just makes me crazy. But our realtor has written up an LOI. We're going to send that to the owners, the sellers of the St. John's property, and see if they might be interested in. And a reminder, this is not emergency housing. This could be transitional housing for folks holding vouchers. So again, this could serve as transitional housing for folks holding vouchers at the old Rocky Mountain Care Center, if they buy off on sign off on that. So that's the update on that. Lou and Kim have done some work, and I'm going to let Lou share his recommendation for a potential winter shelter and where that stands. There will still need to be some work done, but Lou, I'll let you share your information.
Thank you. So we've been asked to go out and take a look at a couple of different facilities in the city, and after our walkthrough and inspection of those facilities, what our recommendation is to use our house, our place. Because the main reason why is because they have a sprinkler system, an alarm system, and for an R1 occupancy, with the number that we've been given is up to 20 people potentially. So we just absolutely have to have that those systems in place, for people that are going to be sleeping there. So we've talked to Teresa and Jeff and a few other people on some places that we looked at, and where that is located, proximity to services, and there's some things that are going to have to be corrected, some things that we're going to have to do to fix some stuff to make sure that it's code compliant, but it's the best location we feel. And so Kim and I have both recommended that. We've spoken to our legal about it and management, and so that's where we're going with at this point. And so our recommendation is that that if it's gonna work, if it is doable, which I assume it is, that we start focusing the energy on correcting those items and getting those things in there to be able to utilize that housing.
All right.
Excuse me. So, what's your time frame? Make whatever changes have to be made.
There's not significant changes that have to be made. They're pretty minor changes. So the time frame is not on me, it's on the organization when they come
Right.
in there.
It's on our place.
And so,
Building
Jack,
owner.
and I wanted Teresa's online now. Are you there, Teresa?
I am.
And Teresa, so did you hear Chuck's question? He was asking about
I
time.
did.
I wanted
So,
to give you an opportunity to make a response and share your thoughts.
okay. So, this case, when did we talk, Lou? Was it Tuesday morning, Monday morning?
Yeah, it was Monday after Monday evening, I think, or Tuesday evening, one of them.
One of them. So, this is all pretty new. What I want to share with you is that I don't think I can get my camera to work. I'm sorry.
Okay, Teresa. We can hear you.
So first, that's great. However, I wish things would have come to me first before it was sent out to everybody that this is going ahead. Because once something I'm struggling with right now, and it's not a bad thing, I've got a new board, pretty much there are new members and there's a new president and they're asking all kinds of questions, which rightfully so, I'm getting lots of answers on this grant we're going to pursue. So we can go that way. This, if I throw this on them today, they're going to get really nervous. So I'm biding my time. I'm not going to take much longer, but I've got to do this in a slow process. We need to sit down. Jeff's looking at, when you're looking at policies, Jeff, that you and I were going to sit down and go over together.
Yes, I'm collecting policies from other warming centers and shelters across the state. I've gotten some email responses this morning, but no copies of policies. They're just asking what we need specifically, but I'm gathering that data and we'll have that probably by Friday.
Okay. Okay. So there's that that's going on with the grant. We're trying to work on that. We've got to get the policies together for this. We've got to get with Lou to see what actually needs to be done. We've got to figure out how many staff we're going to need in there. And we've got to set the months we're going to be open at night. I know Jeff's got cots that he can get a hold of and work with it that way. But then we've got to address the issue with staffing. So there's a lot to do right now. And I know snow's coming next week. I don't see it opening next week, to be honest with you. Lou, can you tell me exactly what needs to be done? I know it's the sprinkler heads.
I'm not sure about the sprinkler heads. Sprinkler system and the fire alarm system. I believe the inspections were fine on those. More of it is going to be some of the smaller items, like we need to get carbon monoxide, make sure the separations are in place between the other occupancies, and then, exit signs, emergency lights. There can't be any cooking in there.
No.
We absolutely do any cooking. We don't have a commercial setup in there. And then Kim, if Kim's online too, she has some of the items from her end with the building code. But most of the stuff that we have on the fire code side are doable for that location.
So the one thing, I talked to Michael yesterday, and I have to go back to the landlord and say, hey, we're going to do this earlier this year, because we were thinking next year after the building, if we get the grant and the buildings and remodel the building for what it actually needs to be. So I've got to talk to Michael at the funeral home to make sure, and I'm sure they will be, but they're going to want to write a different grant. So there's a lot going on with this, or not a different grant, but a different contract for what it would be used for. So if I could just go back to those sprinkler heads, Lou, when I talked to Michael yesterday, he said what he remembered you saying was that the fire system was okay, but the sprinkler heads were old. And there was something about them, they didn't go on unless a flame hit them. Where the newer ones, they're registered to heat. Do you remember anything about that? That they all need to be replaced. That's what he and I talked about.
All your sprinkler heads activate because of heat. If there's an issue with the sprinkler heads being old, it means that if they're 50 years old, they have to do sampling on them. And I'd have to go back to look at the report from the contractor to see if they recommended that. And when they do sampling on that, if they find failed heads, then they have to replace the heads in that area.
Okay, that's probably what he was thinking. We had to do that at Good Sam's.
Yeah. And I'll take care of that aspect of it with the sprinkler system and the fire alarm system. And, if there's deficiencies that need to be corrected, and that's something to keep in the back of your mind when you have that conversation with Michael. But I think you have the list. Didn't Kim send you a letter with my inspection report?
Okay. I did not receive that.
Okay, well, we'll get together with my inspection report and her information, and then
So I guess that's when can you and I and Kim meet? And that's if we could start some kind of time frame, that'll be helpful. What's your next week look like?
crazy.
Well,
but I'll fit it in.
Can I interject?
Sure.
So, Lou, are you essentially saying that we need a more thorough inspection of the system?
No.
Just follow up with
with
what you found. Okay, that's good to know.
And Teresa,
I'm going to add one more thing here, just for folks listening in, and for the record, this is really an advancement of what I consider kind of a three-phase plan. We're trying to be thoughtful in this process. This is a winter emergency shelter.
Yes.
And then the second phase of the plan is a longer term shelter with the improvements at our place that was slated for possibly next year based on grant reception. And then the third phase would be some transitional housing opportunities at St. John's to address not emergency sheltering, but to address transitional housing. So what we're essentially responding to is based on Kim and Lou's inspection is creating this short-term winter warming center at our place and making the needed adjustments to be able to occupy that facility. So I want to just point out that, you know, we're being thoughtful and phasing this out, and there'll be appropriate steps, and the work will be done in order so that we're not just jumping into this without putting some good thought into it. So thank you, Teresa.
Jeff, I would really like to work on that plan with you and have that written plan put together before too long. I know
we'll need that for the grant funding for sure. So,
yeah. And Teresa, this is Anne, and I just wanted to let you know Ellie's in another meeting right now, but she just wanted to remind you that our place is what's in, and for people who are new to this conversation, maybe is in the downtown zoning.
Correct.
So this type of temporary shelter is allowable, but it does still have to go through the CUP or conditional use process process. And so that's something that we do with the building owner. So community development staff is ready to work with the building owner to get that process going as fast as possible. So if you and the building owner can connect with planning staff, we'll be able to
walk
through
Ellie?
What that process is.
Yeah,
I believe it would be Ellie or Chris. So
okay.
I can also send you an email when I get back to our building if that's helpful.
Okay, that would be great.
So you have one at the top of your email. I'll do that. Just so you know that is the one step on the planning that needs to happen before people can be in there as well.
Okay,
help you with it.
Sure. The other thing I need to let you know is I need to get a hold of our insurance company and make sure, because we go through the diocese. They've been very good with us at Good Sam's. Didn't bat an eye when we talked about our place, put it under there. But I need to call them and make sure they understand what's going on. And Lou, don't forget we need to have an occupancy level there too.
Yeah, that was on his list.
Okay. So besides from the grant, then we've got to sit down and do this three-phase project, this booklet. And I've got to get with my board members just to make sure that they feel comfortable. Happens all the time with a new board, you know, or new people.
Well, thank you, Teresa. Anything else you want to share with the group? Because one of our tasks today is to essentially reach consensus that this is the best path forward. And at some point, we're going to need to make this recommendation to the commission. Is that accurate? So to essentially release the funds in this direction. Anything else you want to add, Teresa?
I do want to ask about that. And you're talking about the funds that was set aside by the city for the homelessness?
That's right.
I thought that had to be applied for a requested use. Has that been done yet?
It's already set aside.
This is Anne. It is set aside. I'm sorry that Commissioner Reed is not on today to answer your questions, but I know what you know, which was at that one city commission meeting when Rad was there, Commissioner Reed asked that $100,000 be set aside.
Yes.
And when she's been on the meetings, there hasn't been anything really specific of how it could be used. So once we come down to what the working group's consensus is for one or more potential good options for emergency winter, then that will go in. And I don't know the commission. I have to say, I do not know what the commission's process will be for okay. how they approve what they want it to be. I do think that if the working group comes together with a couple of ideas, then they know that the group's been working on it. And even though it's the next agenda item, I just want to say, from the very beginning, from that first meeting right after the commission set out those funds, you started talking about Halloween and everybody really started working together. And I just want to thank everybody who's been in the working group. I know everyone's been working really hard, and that coming together and trying to find ideas is a hard process. And I know everyone's been working really hard, and I know there's been a couple of different ideas that are maybe more long-term that are going to work, and we try to focus on the short term. And I just want to thank you for all of your work and trying to keep everybody with Halloween in mind. And it doesn't have to be just one option either. Some of this can be sure. that the working group has come together and said, hey, we think this will be great for 20 people. Here's what we think might help maybe the elementary school students and their families, you know, so the group today just can come up with best recommendations for potentially how those funds can be accessed, and then that'll be presented to the commission, and then okay. we'll find out from them if they want you guys at commission meetings or not. I don't know how they're going to do that process going forward once the working group has their part, but I feel like everybody's really on track. I know that every day it gets colder, we feel like we're not, but I've always been using your deadline of Halloween, and we're coming up real close, but I feel like this group's yeah. worked really hard. So thank you.
Okay. So I guess my question is, who or how will we know what that deadline is? And maybe I'm off track from what you're going, how we have to apply for it. See, I don't even know how that's going to work. And that's what I'm asking.
I'm saying that we have not been told either.
Okay. Do you want
to know that? Sorry.
I was going to say, I can reach out to Melinda, or I can reach out to someone else if you like, if someone else wants to reach out, because that's all going to be in this plan, because we don't have money.
You're right. I think too, I'm happy to go back and talk with Chris, but part of what I'm going to do after okay. today's meeting is see what the group consensus is. And I'm going to be okay. providing a memo to the city manager that'll go to the okay. commissioners. And then at that point, I think they'll decide if they want presentations coming to one of their public commission meetings, if they want presentations at one of their other meetings. I think they'll go from what the working group recommends to then let us know what that process is. Because right now there's not like an official application they've asked the working group
no,
to
fill out or anything.
And so I'm going to put together what right. the working group says, and then we'll see what the commission directs from there okay. on how they want to receive Perfect. It. So I know that's a very hard place to be in, but I know also there was a little bit of extra flexibility too with this set of funds. They just want some good ideas that will help people. So I'll reach out once we're done today and see what then their process is once okay. we have some ideas.
All right. So Teresa, today our job is to kind of essentially agree on this course of action, and then we'll work out those details, how that gets shared out,
just
how
the commission let me know.
Okay. responds, and we'll work out the details.
Okay.
I think, you know, maybe you just need to go down there and they'll just write you a check. I don't know. We'll see how it works out.
Well, and then it's going to be.
We'll work out those details.
Right. Know I'm looking at it from the provider getting all kinds of things in order quickly and then trying to hire staff.
Sure. And we and you've got support on that from this group, and you know that. So all right. Let me, Teresa, I'm gonna open it up to the group.
Sure.
I don't know if there needs to be a vote at some point, but essentially this kind of discussion phase. Any other thoughts, responses from the community, folks on the call?
Jeff, I have a question. What's the status of the grant application?
The long-term, the $750,000, right. We just, two things. We just received, they just put out the finalized application for the grant, and they also extended the deadline so that it's not the end of October now, it's the end of November. So that is a great thing. It gives us a little time. And Teresa, did you tell me you may have the assistance of a grant writer to help with that process?
Well, yes. We met with YWCA yesterday, and I can share more of that with you later. We got a lot of good information from their grant writer on how to look at this. We got several questions answered. We needed answer. And tomorrow we are meeting with, is it Julie Flay? Julie up at Commerce.
Julie Flynn at Commerce?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're meeting with Julie Flynn up at Commerce.
Okay.
So, we're getting things together. And like I said, I have to get questions back to the board. They're a little nervous about this, rightfully so. They're fiduciaries. One of the big things I did learn yesterday, which I was really excited about, was, first of all, the 750 match, and this was probably just my ignorance on grants, I thought that had to be due right away, and it does not. It sounds like it goes over the per year. You can spread it out that way. But then... what was the other thing? Oh my gosh, I just went blank because I was thinking about the in-kind.
Well, let me mention that concerning the grant, it is a per community, $750,000 per community.
Correct.
And as you already as county, thank you, mm-hmm. county. And as United Way, I think we're probably best positioned to make sure that we don't have competing grants or applications from the same county, just so that we at least appear to have our ducks in a row. So we're working through that process.
So something can. I did get on that, Jeff, just so you're aware of that, because that is a huge concern if we want to do this the right way, that if mm-hmm. two do come in to the county of Lewis and Clark, it sounds like the commissioners will have to take a vote on either which one. And one of the comments was said, well, could we split the money in half? And just by overhearing, I said, that won't work for what needs to be done.
Right.
So
does that answer your question, Chuck?
Yeah. Do you have any sense if there is another group looking at applying for the money?
We've asked, because the only other two groups that would be able to apply would be God's Love and Family Promise. They're really the only other two that are running shelters right now, and neither one of them have said they're applying. So,
right.
And Teresa, this is Anne. From my mm-hmm. reading of what was on their website as well and reading their draft guidelines, is that the application actually goes directly to the Montana Department of Commerce, not to the commissioners. It's only after they go through their ranking process, if they end up with two that are ranked and once they've gone through their process, then they would come back to local officials for right. recommendations. But
okay.
exactly
Good
like
to know.
You said, it does it. So it doesn't come through the city or the county first.
Okay.
It is your direct application to Commerce, which is a little confusing because there are some that have to go through the city or county to access the
right.
funds. But in this case, the city and counties cannot access the funds. It has to be another entity. So I know it's a little different than the rest, but Julie Flynn might talk with you about that. But just so you know, it only comes to local government once it goes through all of Commerce's ranking process, if they've got two that they're looking at and they need recommendations. So
Good.
In okay. that event, it would just be who's ranks higher potentially at Commerce before anyone locally sees it.
Okay. That makes sense. I need to
at least that's what I understood from their website, because that it's been kind of a fast program for them to get out from House Bill 5.
Ann, Teresa, Jeff, would it make a difference if the county commission and the city commission were to write a letter of endorsement for the grant that is being submitted through United Way?
That's what we're going to talk about, Julie, tomorrow on that piece.
We'll get, clarification how to put our best foot forward.
Okay. Answer to your question, I think, yes.
Yep, it'll help.
So if that were to happen, the other two potential entities might just decide.
Just one more question, one more thought I had. I was thinking about this last night. We were putting a list together of questions and what we needed to know, because some say letters of support and some say not necessary. But I think would be really powerful is, and we're going to include this in our grant about the book review, but also that the community members were gathered together and they continue to be involved in the homeless issues in town, and a letter from that group would be very powerful, because they want public involvement with this project.
Thank you. Good to know. Thank you, Teresa. Any other comments concerning this decision moving forward?
I just have a quick question. I was at Johnny come lately. I'm Roger Foster. I've been kind of on the peripheral. Have there been other ideas and options presented, particularly for the winter emergency shelter phase, that have come to this group and been evaluated, recommended, and that sort of thing? Or is that still out there for consideration?
We've been meeting for two months roughly. One other facility was inspected, and of the two options, our place is a better option. But in terms of ideas, we've talked about everything, and I've got a short list here.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
Tents, pallet houses, temporary shelters, churches, parking lots. So yeah, we have considered a lot of options, but.
Well, and there's been a lot of outreach around all of that as well.
Yeah,
we've looked at other locations that ended up not being available.
Right.
Yeah,
that's quite a comprehensive list. I know there's a lot of activity out there. I just don't want people spinning wheels if ideas have come forth and been decided upon. Yeah.
Right. Another community offer was another warehouse building, but it was going to be vacant this winter, but it turns out his architects moved up their work, and so we were having a conversation with one owner and it just didn't work out. So yes, there have been several other
there's a lot of conversations, a lot of rumors, discussions out there about how they're looking at this and this.
And these conversations have been going on for years. So this last 2 months, we've just really hit it hard.
Teresa would probably call the pre-Halloween conversation. It's going to get cold and we have homeless people. But yes, this has been an ongoing conversation that we've tried to conduct. And with the addition of funds from the city has prompted some, obviously, a more serious conversation. So, and we've tried to provide due diligence.
I know the city is on board about supporting this, particularly you talk about the elected officials who are really on board. They're out there saying, I think it's the greatest idea in the world. Are they actively involved in trying to find a solution?
I would say
suggesting properties, knowing where properties might be, being proactive rather than just a review capacity.
And they brought us the entire map of available land and buildings and everything in the community, but the city doesn't own anything that they can give us, but they did give us the open, basically the entire city of what would be open and what we could look at as far as space to use that were buildings that were vacant. And
they're just looking at building options, large scale housing.
Well, and probably the the best way to describe that partnership is they know that folks like Good Samaritan, right. God's Love, these are the folks on the street, and they have exactly. come to us and said, you know what you need, we'll work with you. So yes, it's been an open door and I think a healthy conversation and a strong expression of concern. They know both county and city commissioners are aware of the need, are supportive, and and that's why this task force is created to help find solutions. So I think it's been a good partnership.
In past meetings, commissioners from both the county commission and the city commission have attended these meetings.
Very supportive. It seems one of the drop cuts is at staff level.
Well,
these guys are staff.
They're making it happen. So, and the reference to Ellie and the planning business, they know this is a priority and they're working well with us. Yeah.
So you're on the city staff?
Pardon?
The three of us are on the city's
staff. Yes, I'm their newest paid staff member.
Yeah.
The unpaid.
That's right. Well, Ellie Ray and Ann McCauley are consistently have been in our meetings and part of these conversations.
We currently have a county planning staff member online. Yeah. And county DES coordinator has been here at meetings in the past as well.
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So
thank you very much.
So we have definitely been here to support, provide expertise throughout the process.
That's a good question. It's a good question because as we know across Montana, that kind of county city cooperation and community is the key to solving these issues. So
a lot of communities, it's local government led.
Right.
Yes.
And city manager Burton is the one who convened the first meeting of this series of meetings with all of the nonprofits in the community. So this has been something that we've been doing underneath his direction.
Great. And Roger, just so you know, as the as we're talking about the consensus for winter and what we're going to do, because there were funds set aside with not a ton of parameters, because they really wanted a variety of ideas to come in. While we're saying, discussion of final working group plans, that is just for what are we going to do this winter? That is what is like right in front of us that we have to do. So we'll be discussing what people's availability is and what they can do to continue the working group in some way, where then we start tackling the long term. What do we do? What kind of options are available for next winter and the winter after? So we can really start getting that discussion in. And that's where lots of different options like tiny homes or larger shelters or any of those kinds of things come in that couldn't be potentially built and available in time for this winter. So these discussions will continue on to figure out where the different partners are, what we need to do long term as a community, what we need to do for next summer if it's over 100 a couple of days, those kinds of discussions. And so don't feel like us saying final discussion is that this is going to end. It's just, what are we going to take to the commission and say, we think this is the best way to help people for this specific winter. Can we access some of those set aside funds? Where then the group will continue to discuss what do we do as a community going forward, and whether that's building more housing, building another shelter, building small shelter, those kinds of things. So hopefully community members will keep being a part of that discussion, because that's going to be part of what Jeff has talked about the different phases, but also the long term. What do we want our community to look like? How do we all want to come together? So hopefully people will keep coming for those. This part is just the, do we have a plan for winter before the first flakes fly? And then where do we go in the next couple of years?
So we're not continuously doing the, oh, winter's coming and we don't have a solution every year.
Any questions online, folks online? Do you have any comments before we kind of move to next steps?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rob.
You don't see any hands raised.
Okay. All right. So, hearing no
objections.
Thank you. Thank you. We will draft basically a proposal to send forward to the commission with this, with our place being the best location.
After Teresa gets the okay from our board.
Yes. After
thank you.
Yes. After Teresa jumps through the hoop, she needs to. So they're not caught off guard. We don't want that. And Teresa, by the way, I'm welcome to please utilize any of this team to chat with your board if that's helpful. Okay.
Sure. Yeah, we'll be getting with you. Dana and I will be getting with you and Vinny to work with us to see the grant, see the best way to go forward on it.
Right.
I really don't think it's going to take that long to get stuff done in the facility now from what Lou is saying. So,
okay,
good.
And thanks. Teresa, can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
When you're looking at this for just this winter, has the cremation business already vacated out of the other side, or are you talking about using the side you're currently in just for this winter?
We would use the side we're in now for this winter, and depending on how it goes, you know, we would move our place for the day programming to the other side.
This thought that might help the group to hear that. And then my other question is real fast. I know this is a kind of in the weeds question, but once we go through the CUP and your board and dealing with the landowner and everything, as Lou mentioned, no cooking in there. Will you or Jeff or one of your staff potentially be putting together lists of needs you have from community organizations, other, like, you know, Kiwanis Lions, all of those groups, churches, maybe if you need meals delivered, those sorts of things, will you be putting together that where groups can kind of get into action and, you know,
yeah,
do that sort of thing that'll be helpful so it's a little bit less on your staff?
Yes. Well, my staff can't be doing this, the shelter side of this,
right,
because, yeah, right, we've got to keep those separate. And yep. Yes, yeah, that'll be done.
Can I
Teresa. Okay. Folks are eating down in God's Love now at 4:30, which is working. They can go down there for lunch and we'll have food packs. You know, it's more like just a warming kitchen for things. You know, and we're a temporary place. If we start cooking meals, what are we saying? Stay with us, you know? It's good.
Teresa, so I think, can I respond also?
Sure, please.
Another opportunity that we have in this process is, and really writing on the book study, The Rough Sleepers.
Yeah.
I think the energy in the community in terms of finding volunteers, we can supplement your staffing with volunteers, probably with as simple as an ask, both to supplement your staffing, but also what you're describing.
Right.
Packages brought in, right, ready to eat foods, things like that. Right. We'll partner on that. And I think we know this community responds well to those kind of things. So
right,
when we, whenever this becomes public, we will attach to that the need for those kinds of volunteer services.
I think those are the least of our concerns, I think, don't you, Jeff?
We've got the important things. I think the time consuming things will be the building preparation and the CUP. Those right, will be the things that will take the most time and we'll need to get on the fast track right now.
Right.
And we will make sure that we're not stepping on the toes of Family Promise Church right, asks while we do all of this.
Right. I don't even think we'll go in those directions, Emily. We've got supporters from the shower. Our place has a number of supporters and volunteers. So Yeah, don't worry about that. I think we'll be good. And could you tell me when you send me an email, just the time frame and the steps for setting the CUP up so I don't forget?
Yeah, I will get
Thanks.
that from the planners for you.
Perfect. Thank you.
A copy of the application.
I did the last one for the hotel, so you
Yeah.
send it over. I'm an expert now.
Well, I did one for the Knights Inn too, so that tells you how many times we've done this to
Oh,
try and
that's right.
find
The
some
Knights
housing.
Inn.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's right.
and Teresa, this is April. I just note Director Brink has said that in this process that he is more than happy to kind of fast track this app, the CUP application if it had been needed. So I'm sure that he's going to make it a priority.
And it's director, what's his name?
Director Brink,
Chris
Chris
Brink.
Brink.
Yeah. Brink. Okay,
Yes. Yeah.
great.
I'll
Well,
copy him on the email.
perfect. So I'm kind of be, I will be running, I will be chasing my tail here.
That's
If
fine.
you need any help from us, please let us know.
Absolutely. Thank you. Just to help
Well,
me stay on track.
this is Roger. Just have, I want a quick clarification and maybe a quick idea. Is this our place? Is that a day warming center? There's no overnight, if that's what I understood.
Currently.
Currently. But the idea is to transition it to an
Do it
overnight.
overnight, so
Yeah. Is
okay.
that helpful? Yeah.
The other thing is anybody considered just a food truck kind of option in terms of just pulling up there during the day and passing out meals or whatever? And the other thing that goes along with that might be an issue is if you go to the military, there's all kinds of portable showers and things like that that are on a truck. You can pull those up and you can take them anywhere in the community. If those are available, that would solve a lot of problems.
That could potentially be a zoning issue.
Well, who takes care of that?
That would be the planning department.
There you go.
So, but again, it would potentially be a zoning issue for that.
I guess I don't
So,
understand what the emergency provisions are.
I don't know.
To circumvent these kinds of
So
things.
a CUP is a conditional use
Oh,
permit for zoning.
no.
So it. It makes a use that is typically not allowable in a zone, a certain zoning district. So in this case, it's the downtown zoning district. And a shelter is only allowable with a CUP. Now, I don't know if that would, again, this would be a question for a planner, but I don't know if that would extend to bringing in additional structures. Typically, it doesn't. It's for the existing building.
This is a mobile
It,
center.
but it would still be a structure that you would be bringing in. And
Well, I guess to me that's the local government role is to not say we can't do this, but to say what we need to do to get it to work.
Yes.
we still have to maintain zoning standards and
They're the only ones that can solve that problem. So
and
saying no, how do we solve it is the issue.
We also have to keep in mind adjacent property owners
Absolutely, I
and the
understand.
rights and privileges that they
Oh,
are
I
entitled
absolutely
to
understand. Yeah,
as
absolutely.
well. So
But they don't know.
that's part of local government role in all of it.
But the approach of bringing something and saying no, bringing something and saying no, as opposed to the city saying this will work here and here and here.
And again, this is Teresa, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is not an every night, regardless if it's, if it's over 50 degrees,
You
is
know,
this going to
that's what I think. Yeah. And we're supposed to have a warmer winter this year. So I think when Jeff and I sit down and put some of these together, we need to figure out, do we go by temperature? Do
Right.
we
That's where the
go,
policies will define.
And
That's
so it's, yeah. So the showers, those facilities might not necessarily be necessary for the
That's what I wanted
facility.
to ask Lou and Kim. Do we need those showers
Thank you.
redone or
All
those
right. Well,
bathrooms?
we'll get to that.
Okay, thanks.
So, hearing no objections, we will based on Teresa's guidance and the property owners' buy-in and the board. Based on that, we will move forward with this plan. Now, and not hearing any objection, we're going to move forward on the agenda because there is a considerably urgent situation we need to discuss. And again, Teresa, your group has taken the lead on this, but let me share briefly.
Well, it kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
let me describe what's about to happen and the ramifications of that. And I was going to text Mark, but what I'd like to find out is if there's actually a dumpster up there right now. But what we've been told is that the property owner has asked if that the camp up Orofino Gulch be disbanded. And our local sheriff has visited with them and given them until Wednesday of next week. And correct. So we had an initial meeting at our place on, was that Tuesday?
I don't remember.
And there was a decision made to gather at 10 a.m. at our place with any volunteers with trucks to help that group vacate that location, which of course leads to another question. Where is that group going to go?
Okay.
Where is that group going to go? So what we think has happened already is a dumpster has been placed at the trailhead parking lot. So that because they've been there 6-7 months, they have acquired several tents, several items. The camp has grown. So we're trying to help them offload any unnecessary items. But at the same time, we want to help them vacate that property. My suggestion was, and Teresa, I'll let you finish these thoughts, but what we want to do on potentially Saturday is gather any helping services, folks like HHA, get folks signed up for housing, get folks mental health services, any services we can that can be there on Saturday to help relocate these folks. But okay. What we don't want to see is 30 folks trekking down Orofino Gulch on their own. We want to support them. So go ahead, Teresa.
Okay. So I just want to step back a minute and just share with you all the way I like to run services and to support individuals. Part of that group was I had talked to the landlord, and she is concerned about the liability and the number of tents up there, which is rightfully so. This has been talked about for 8 months now, apparently, from what Rad told me. And it was to get him on track, because the last two times he had come up with different plans and gone and asked people for more time to be there. Well, that's not an option anymore. And I felt this getting him there and working with him in a way that helps him save face to move on, because this is a huge part of him. And I think it was going that way. It is. I think he's put a lot of his heart and soul into this, and he feels really defeated, but there are reasons why, and he understands that, and he's ready to do this. I'm a little concerned about the dumpster showing up there without anyone there knowing. That's kind of rough, but I'm trying to get a hold of him right now. He didn't feel they were going to have a lot of trash. I don't know. Marcus said that there's a lot of stuff from people living up there. We have offered our trucks on Saturday. When I talked to him this morning, he said, and I'm trying to keep him on track. And he says, well, it might be Sunday. And I said, no. If you're going to be out this weekend, Sunday's not going to work. That's not a good time for people. So he's not sure, again, about Saturday and how that's going to work. I am talking to him on and off now so we can get an update on that. It'd be great to have the trucks there. And my question to him this morning is, where are you going? What are your plans? So he is trying to get a hold of the chief of police, Chief Petty, And he wants to look at nature park. And I said, you know, I don't think that's an opportunity for you there. But let the chief of police tell him that right now. So they are starting to tear down tomorrow, he said. He's going to let me know when they need trucks to get people down. I have no idea where they're going to go if this one doesn't work for him. All I know is that they can't be there anymore, and he's aware of that.
Teresa, let me offer one more piece of information that yesterday we were given a list of 29 individuals. We, in the case conferencing process, we were able to identify the fact that roughly 25 of those listed are locals. They're not folk, new folks coming
They're
into the
not.
community. They're folks who have lived in the community and have found Rad's camp to be an option. So these are folks that are familiar with the community, and I'm going to compare this much to like the ending of the MIRA funding. We were concerned about what that would look like, but those folks dispersed in whether they went home to their communities, whatever, they kind of managed themselves. I would suggest that while this sounds like a challenge, where are we going to put these people? I'm not sure that's on us. Other than to assist them with the vacating of that location. Because 25 of these people have lived in Helena a long time, they sort of know where to go.
And I
And
really agree.
I don't mean that, that sounds harsh.
No,
God's love is also aware of this, and they are prepared.
many
no,
beds?
Necessary.
No,
Not
no,
bed, well, they have one or two beds, but what they
no.
have is
Let
their
me tell
floor
you,
space if it's cold.
I can jump in here quickly.
Go ahead.
I do agree with you. Some of them may take off on their own. I think it's just a matter of getting up there and see who's going where. We do need to find out who's on Helena Housing. I know you and I and
There's a
Michael
whole
were.
flurry of emails this morning about that. Yes,
Yeah,
I
I
saw
just sent the list to Michael O'Neill, so
Yes,
he's looking.
so that's a good thing. When David was talked to yesterday, Caitlin called him and he said, "Well, we don't know. The board's going to meet Thursday, and we'll let you know if we're going to open up for everybody or not." So that I don't know. I don't know, and who they will take. So I feel like we're still back in that position. We don't know, and we can't depend right there. Maybe it'll come through. I hope so.
So I think what we want to do is just be prepared to offer the assistance we can, which may be helping them get off that location. But
I did talk.
these
I
folks are
did.
resourceful, and
Yes.
they will make their way.
Well, and yesterday, when you guys looked at the list and the people on Helena Housing, they're very far down the list or not on the list at all. Only one couple was close to the top, and there's not really room for Helena Housing to make exceptions to move people in faster. So that's not the answer.
That's
The
fair.
answer is to get them on the list. So go ahead, Teresa.
So, and I agree with you too. Our issue as this community and providers is to get them off that property and to offer the available services. Yesterday, I talked to Florence Crittenton, and for the parent, one of the women that's pregnant is down at God's Love right now. Florence Crittenton is very open to working with all three of them and providing them supports. There may be a little bit of a waiting list, but like we've always said, if there's a waiting list that we can help with, we would help with the emergency shelter until they could get into Florence Crittenton. So that's what's going on with that one.
I need to probably do a little double checking. We were told two of those women probably aren't actually pregnant.
Okay.
Yeah, there's only one confirmed pregnancy. So,
We were
and actually, that person is staying currently at God's Love.
correct.
She is at God's Love
She's
right now.
inside.
So,
And that couple's highest on the list for housing.
that's true. At Helena Housing, they were at number 11, which our best estimate was within 1 to 2 months that they could get in housing. And I want to say she's about five months long, so it could be really close, but they may be okay there. So
just offered a job assessment. Jeff, I would question your 1 to 2 months. I have a family who's currently in our program who have been number one on the wait list, and they've been there for 5 months.
What is
and
this?
It still hasn't opened.
Good to know. Good to know. I just based it on what was shared in case conferencing from the Helena Housing person that was on the call. But that you're right. That could be an optimistic view.
Renee, could you take this couple? Would you be open to work with them as another option?
Sure.
Okay. I'll give you a call and we'll talk to them today.
Okay. Okay.
What, honey?
Okay. Any other questions on that? We.
So I guess to say
responding.
Let's hold off on the meeting at 10 o'clock on Saturday because I don't know what he's doing, and maybe this dumpster will push things faster. I don't know. I'll get back to you, Jeff, so you can let everybody know.
Okay. Okay. So at 10 a.m. at our place, we'll call that tentative right now.
Tentative. Okay. Right.
All right.
So as of next Tuesday afternoon or evening, that place is going to be shut down. It's
supposed to be cleared. So. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
It's gone by Wednesday, they said.
Okay. There's a piece of information. And again, we know our resources. We have, you know, Chuck has shared more than once, and we've talked about a lot of possibilities, but I'm not sure. Well, let me say it this way. In a sense, as a community, we need to own this situation because we allowed it to go on. I'm not saying that means that we need to find an immediate solution. We've had so many ideas thrown out, but, you know, probably not going to be able to do anything by this Saturday or next Wednesday even. Other than offer assistance as they move and get them in the processes they need to be in to move forward in their own lives. And I will say this, and Teresa, if I'm out of line, say so, but for many, at least during the summer months, they were comfortable in this setting to pursue their lifestyle. That doesn't mean they don't want a better situation, but we're here to help them in that process. And we need to let them determine their path forward.
I think you're right, Jeff.
Pardon?
No, and like you said earlier, they're very, what was the word you used?
Resourceful.
Very resourceful.
Yes. Yeah.
And they know where Good Sam's is if they need something. They know where God's love is. They know where you are. I think it's best not to hover, but the issue is you got to move. And yeah.
I'm going to make a comment on that. Listening to this whole discussion, it seems like the solutions are more long-term. They bring them more left through their own devices. You've got a group of people here that manage your own life, have found a way to make it work. And if that's not saying this would be our preference to a lifestyle or moving into other places, then I don't know what is. As an obligation or, you know,
well, we have a supportive role.
In a supportive role of that, given how much effort they've put into this, I go back again as to what can we offer a solution. And there are things that would require some kind of emergency approvals that would provide, especially a winter setting situation,
mm-hmm.
just a temporary thing for a few months. But I think that's within our grasp and within the ability of our local governments to say, we think this would work. Let's get it and let's try this and see how it works. And there's an end point to it.
You're right, Roger. And some of the models we have looked at have been sustainable programs that are call it tiny homes, call it whatever sort of facility, but groups have been found to be successful at self self-governing, self-maintaining with guidance and with oversight. So that certainly is a successful model. We're just utilizing the resources we have, and if we can move that way, we will.
I guess how many times have I heard people say that the obvious solution is the fairgrounds, and that's a flat no, and I don't understand the working relationship there. But
that's on the list, but
that seems like an immediate thing. It'll be done tomorrow.
All it
takes is we'll accept this, and there's obviously policy and everything that has to go along with that. But they deal with that exact situation every fair. I mean, you've got transients coming in there, staying for a month or two, and gone.
All right. Yep. But you're right.
All I hear is no. I don't hear any reason.
I've got a short list here. I'll share with you the places we've considered over the last year. A lumberyard building, property near the airport, fairgrounds, campgrounds, a metal building near the railroad tracks, an archery range, faith communities, parking lots, our place, a pawn shop, St. John's, the old Florence Crittenden building, the old HIA property downtown, vacant city property, vacant county property, Journey Home, Willis Cruz House out on Spokane Road, warehouse near the fairgrounds, hotel on West Knight's extended stay. A hotel is currently for sale for $4.2 million. And many used hotels during COVID. So there is no shortage of options that we have not looked at.
No, I understand you've looked at them. What I don't understand, what's the objection to some of those?
Oh, well.
The grounds gave us lots of objections. Well, a whole list of things.
But that's a county issue. But no. So I don't know if the county's
represented. If I could just add to that, Roger, we went out and tried to meet with the fairgrounds, and I agree with you on this. I don't understand this, but some of the blocks that we saw that were kind of frustrating, I think there was fear. The comments that were made, they were afraid of those people. There was, it's not our problem. It's all of our problem.
That was the fair board,
But they're the one that have to make the decision, aren't they?
Well, they would have to move it up to the county commission, and they said they absolutely would not do that based on their concerns and issues that they thought. And this morning we were told that the Helena Youth Sports Facility that's been in conversation for the last 25 years, same as this, has basically been approved or is in the process of being approved to use the additional extra space at the fairgrounds for that project. So that would totally make this a non-conversation.
That's not going to happen this winter.
No.
But we're looking temporary, and we're looking at a situation that they govern themselves, but there'd have to be policies. You'd have to have probably a camp host that people would be comfortable with.
We offered all that. I know. We offered security and all the things.
So, again, where are the people that are looking for a solution rather than the reason that we can't do it?
And that's why I feel like we're trying to take a slow, thoughtful, methodical, long-range picture on this so that 10 years from now we're not having these same conversations.
I understand. This is the most organized thing I've seen. This is wonderful. Still doesn't apply to this winter.
Well, we're working on it.
No, yeah.
Okay. Anything else considering this weekend's events? Teresa, anything?
No. What's going on this weekend? Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Well, the Balloon Festival, for Pete's sakes. That's what we're doing. No. Okay. This meeting moving forward. What are thoughts? And I want to offer some context, and maybe I don't want to steal your thunder, but we have kind of put on hold the long-term group that is the housing task force. We've put that on hold to address these emergency shelter concerns with this work group. At some point, we need to continue those task force meetings, but we need to continue this meeting at least till we get up and running and and things are functional. So what are thoughts in for moving forward?
I'm open to whatever the group wants to do, but looking at calendars, we do already have on the website November 2nd listed as a date that the group picked to go through. I think the last time we had this discussion, the working group said, let's go through the first week of November. So that one's already there available. A meeting room is available. It's on the website. I do think having at least a, now that we have a good idea of what the group wants to take to the commission, I do think having a couple follow-ups after that will be helpful. And then the discussion comes to, and we don't have to decide now, but how the group wants, because I also recognize that many players are on many different working groups discussing similar but different pieces of this puzzle. So I want to be respectful of everyone's time and what's realistic. And I don't know if having a couple more of these meetings, maybe not going every 2 weeks, but maybe doing November 2nd and then that next Thursday and doing a couple before Thanksgiving, really figuring out what sort of assistance is needed, getting the CUP process going, what might be needed for the commerce application, what we need to do to, we'll just say, get our place ready in hopes that the board is ready, hopes that that's what the commission funds. Have a couple more where maybe we meet up until Thanksgiving. And then I need to know, I know that this is a year-round full-time job for everybody already. But I also recognize that winter is even harder. So I don't know if it makes sense to then say in January, we're going to get back together. And then by then we'll know if it's going to be the housing task force, if it's going to be this same working group, if it's going to be some sort of different name, different entity. We want to make sure the public is totally involved in all of the processes. But the players in the room who are the nonprofits who can actually potentially put together a long-term solution for shelter, whether it's, you know, potentially having another shelter built. I know God's Love has been very open to the fact that any place someone can go at night is one less person they have to put on the floor. So I know that they seem to be very on board. So just kind of a general, do we want to meet a couple more times before Teresa's application is due as the working group, figure out what we need to do for this winter, and then really refocus on moving forward long-term, what do we do year to year? And as part of that, at Monday's commission meeting, Commissioner Reed mentioned that she'd received an email or a call. She'd received communication from somebody on the working group that asking about whether or not some of the $100,000 should be spent on hiring a facilitator to facilitate these meetings. And so I know Jeff is already a facilitator and facilitating. I don't know who the request came from or what inspired that. And so they did want to kind of see what the group thought of that use of those funds as well. And that's something I can report back to them if anybody has thoughts on that.
Thank you, group's doing a great job.
I would say after just paying for a facilitator for a very short period of time, they are very expensive, and that would eat up the $100,000 in a significant way that would, in my opinion, would not be worth detouring that money from the services we need to provide.
Jeff, you're a bargain.
Yeah.
Not a great campaign. It's going on.
So my comment is on
figure that. Out how to pay Jeff.
Yeah, Teresa.
My comment on that, I agree with Emily, but I think what's most important and valuable, this is kind of grassroots getting together that know exactly what's going on. And if we hire a facilitator, I think we're going to be starting over with lots of explanations and going backwards to go forward again. So I'd just like to see it stay the way it is.
That's a very valid point, Teresa.
$100,000 already is not going to go very far.
Right. Well, can somebody remind me what was spent for 1 month of MIRA last January? Wasn't that a number that people were for the hotels.
It was almost 400,000.
So 100,000 for all of winter, just as a comparison. I just wanted to throw that out there because I heard that being mentioned at the commission meeting. And I think that the commission wanted to have some sense of what the group thinks, if that would be helpful or not. What do you guys think about having a couple more back-to-backs in November just to make sure that today's recommendation and consensus goes forward, and then talking maybe January and what other applications come forward, what other kinds of funding is out there that maybe is more focusing as a group, like this grant application, doing a lot of, hey, this is where we've put our idea for phase one. Everyone's on board working together as co-applicants. What do we do for the next ones? I don't know if that's helpful, not helpful, just throwing it out there.
Well, and throwing out dates, the 9th and the 16th are the last 2 days that we currently don't have meetings scheduled for this working group in November. If we want to keep it on that, on the Thursday at the same time. If you want to revive the housing task force in January, there's currently a page for the housing task force under the city boards and commissions page. And traditionally, they had been meeting the third Wednesday at 1 o'clock of every month. But we can definitely change that if that's the direction that the working group would like to go, as far as more long term as one.
Well, because 1 o'clock's case conferencing, it's never interfered with case conferencing before. It's got to be. It's,
and we had it at 1 o'clock. It was always afternoon.
So that might be a good discussion to have too about whether it's actually housing task force or something different. Because I also know that Thursday.
Oh, sorry, it was 10. Sorry.
Yeah, I was like, it's never interfered with case conferencing.
So, but the housing task force did come out of the Tri-County housing needs assessment, and the city just kind of hosted it and continued hosting the task force. So again, they haven't met in over 6 months, I want to say. It's been a while. So maybe it's something that we revive, and or we kill that. Or maybe that original housing task force has outlived its utility, and we create something
new. Well, and currently the Move the Dial teams have met prior to summer. We took the summer off. We've had one round of meetings. Like to do another round of meetings with that group before the holidays. And then, yeah, maybe by January, maybe this emergency shelter becomes a subgroup of that group that can dedicate some time to upkeep, evaluation, and processes.
Because I want to make sure that there is opportunity for everyone to be part of the process, be part of the discussion. I also want to be very respectful of everyone's time, knowing that a meeting without the main nonprofits here in the room who can answer these questions is maybe not an effective meeting. So I want to make sure that we're not overscheduling, but do you all feel like setting something for the 9th and the 16th same time right now for November is a good idea? I know that going forward, Thursdays might not be the best, because aren't Thursdays shower days?
Tuesday.
Oh, thank you. The other day.
So I think that'd be good. That gives Teresa some time and to address these concerns, Lou. But yeah, I would think let's plan those two. Is there availability at the?
I will check
on that
right now.
Okay.
And these are in addition to the 2nd?
Yes, these are in addition to the to November
2nd. So keep November 2nd for sure.
So let me just look real quick, because I'm in the calendar.
So that one's already online. It's one that we
said. And I can, the 9th and the 16th, and I will come in special for the 16th because Gunnar doesn't have daycare. So it's, but it's fine. It's fine.
No,
I'll bring her lunch.
Yeah. Those will be a good, I don't want to say crunch time, but by these dates, we should have
on the name
policies in place, okays, hopefully, and we'll be able to measure progress. We're not going to make the first snowfall, doesn't sound like, but that's okay. again,
we're resilient, right?
We're relying on our friends and neighbors' resourcefulness, but they know we've got their back.
So we can host at the city county building both on the 9th and the 16th, same time.
The second was already set up.
The second is already set up.
Okay.
So we will be in room 326, same room that we've been in over at the city county building, all three dates.
Okay.
So.
All right. Meetings are set. Work to be done. Any other final comments?
Thank you.
I guess I just want to echo what I said earlier. I know this has been quite the process in trying to come up with any random building that we think has no business in it right now, and talking to the owners, and I know it has been a process, and just thank you again to everybody who's been working on this. I think it's important for everybody to be in the room and know that we have an idea for winter. We're not ignoring the problem, and then we're also looking at something long term. So just thank you all so much for your time and your participation and everything you already did for everybody too. I mean, this isn't like this is something you don't already do every single day. So thank you for refocusing, trying to come up with something that a lot of people can get on board with and taking this time.
And that's appreciated. And it has been a great team effort. I want us to be smart about putting information about these next steps out. I would ask and suggest that we not do a lot of public announcements or Facebooking or anything yet. I would hate for this to go sideways somehow and have mud on our face. So please withhold any announcements, if you will, while we do our due diligence.
We'll get public comment later.
We will get public comment, I promise you that, in no short supply. But let's be smart, even as we, if this comes together, as we roll this out, let's be smart about that as well.
Yeah, you know, because Teresa, we want to be respectful of your discussions with your board.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, and if I need backup, I'll let you all know, okay?
Okay. Thank you. We're here for you.
Thank you.
All right. I think we can adjourn this meeting. All right. Thank you, friends. Bye. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks to everybody online.
Regarding